We're going to take a few minutes here and check into a very important conference that's opened this week in Mexico City. 20,000 policymakers, scientists, and AIDS workers are attending the Global AIDS Conference in Mexico City. BBC correspondent Duncan Kennedy joins us from that city. Duncan, thanks for being with us.
Good morning from a very wet Mexico City this morning.
Yes, I gather there is good news globally on the AIDS front, but maybe not so good news for individual countries. Explain.
That's right. I mean, the two main headline figures from the United Nations are that the number of people infected around the world has gone down slightly in the last year or so, and so has the number of people who are dying from AIDS. And they're saying, are we now turning a corner after a quarter of a century of this disease? Are we finally getting to the point where we're starting to conquer it? But the problem is, this does, as you say, it hide many individual pictures in different countries. So, for example, in places like Britain, Germany, Australia, China, Russia, the numbers of infections are going up. So a good headline figure, but it hides a very complex picture behind that.
Because of the sort of sexuality-related issues associated with AIDS, also poverty and others, the cultural sort of challenges for nations in dealing with AIDS are varied from place to place. The head of the UN AIDS organization suggested that we are entering a new phase with new challenges of sustainability. What does that mean, Duncan?
Well, he's concerned about the fact that we have this, as I say, headline positive news. And he's afraid that the governments of the world will now be able to relax, take their eye off the ball, and crucially divert resources elsewhere. If governments around the world can say, look, we're conquering AIDS. We don't need to spend so much money, like President Bush spending nearly $50 billion. We can spend that money much better elsewhere. Well, then that causes problems for those sufferers. So they're firing a warning shot. Yes, we seem to be beating it, but there's still a long way to go.
But Duncan, isn't there some discussion there about the report that just came out here in the United States that perhaps we were undercounting by 40% the number of new HIV cases?
I mean, that's come as a real shock. That's playing very heavily here. The fact that something like 40,000 people a year were believed to be infected in the United States, was the actual figure is now well into the 50,000s because of new blood tests, because of the way these things are being reported. And people are saying here, well, if the United States has somehow miscalculated the extent of the problem there, what about in other countries? And that's certainly the truth here in Mexico, where something like 118,000 people are HIV positive, but they think because of the stigma associated and all these other associated problems, that the real figure is much higher. So yes, these are warning shots being fired by these various groups as this conference starts, and it's all to keep the awareness of AIDS very much high.
Duncan Kennedy, thank you very much. Duncan Kennedy is a BBC correspondent in Mexico City, outlining at the Global AIDS Conference challenges for public health workers in monitoring the disease, as well as the technological challenges for attempting to cure and prevent the disease. Very, very complicated story there in Mexico City.
And enormous, not only here in the United States, but all over the world. However, here at The Takeaway, we're always on, and you can catch up with us on Facebook and Friend Feed.
On today's show, we're following the killings of 16 policemen in Xinjiang, China, by two assailants, the latest from the presidential campaign, and how the downturn in the economy affects school sports.
Yeah, not spots. We've been asking you for the book you think have changed the world, and you did not disappoint. Our website is buzzing with people like Richard, who says, I would suggest that George Orwell's book, 1984, so he's with you, John, as a book
that's
that
a
was
good book,
influential.
Yeah, that's great.
Through a very black satire, he exposes the workings of a totalitarian state. And he would add any book by Frank Kafka as the definitive chronicler of the modern world.
You could add Darkness at Noon, Arthur Kessler. That's a great Cold War book. Arlene's book is Silent Spring by Rachel Carson. It's brilliantly prophetic about the impact of humanity on our fragile, beautiful Mother Earth.
And a very quick update on our 2008 Veep Stakes game. John McCain's number two. SEC chair Chris Cox is in the lead. And over on the Democratic side, you have the governor
of Kansas.
Cox is
beating Sarah Palin.
I know.
That's
because
big.
She was
huge.
Leading for a long time. But
that
still, even interestingly also, is on the Democratic side. Kathleen Sebelius still leads.
All right.
As
you can join the
game.
The
number one VP candidate for Obama.